When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can help Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks, first of all, for allowing us to call you about this. Tell us what's up. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. No, thank you for helping me out because my friend, I'm just going to make up her name, Becca and I, we just don't know what to do. So I figured this might be a good source of, help for us.
Okay.
So basically, Becca, we're in our first years of college and we've been, really looking forward to living together next year. But Becca and I have noticed that another friend, we'll call her Ashley.
Okay.
She has developed a bit of a lying problem.
Okay. Like lying about what? Like big things, small things?
I mean, at first it started with just a little embellishment here and a little embellishment there. Weird stuff that we wouldn't care about. Like her dad is a dentist, but she tells everybody he's like a real doctor.
Oh,
okay.
And we're like, okay, whatever. Or, I could make up like, I could tell you 10,000 things right now.
We don't have time for that necessarily.
Okay. But then her stories have snowballed into her like flat out lying. And I mean, just about everything. I mean, she said she went to the Taylor Swift concert in Japan.
In Japan?
We didn't. Yeah.
Oh,
she said
wow.
She did that. And she posted pictures on her social media.
Oh, wow.
We were like, no, because we had a big study weekend that weekend. I don't.
And she was like, did you call her out on that? That seems like an easy way to just open the door to say, hey, why did you post pictures when you know you didn't go?
Sorry, guys, can't come to the study sesh. I'm in Japan seeing Taylor Swift.
Right. Wow. And I kind of said something, but in like a fun way, we're like, what are you doing? You're not in Japan. Like,
right.
You know? And she's like, oh, whatever. Nobody cares.
So yeah. So she is kind of a chronic fibber. She tells, for some reason, she feels
the need
to.
It sounds like she's trying to make her life sound more fabulous than it is.
Interesting. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yes. And then no. And then she makes medical issues.
Okay.
So, I mean, this could be simply an annoying trait, but Becca and I were currently planning on sharing our apartment next year with Ashley.
Uh-huh.
And, which would include the cost of cleaning supplies and, food, et cetera. So Becca and I would really like to talk to her. I guess we should before, our housing is finalized. A few people have said if Becca and I talk to Ashley together, it's going to seem as though we're ganging up on her.
Yeah.
And so, we want to do it tactfully and productively without Ashley feeling attacked and losing her friendship and our third person. What do we do? How do we approach this?
Well, first of all, I feel like you're being very mature in how you're approaching this and everything.
You are.
You don't want to lose her as a friend, and you want her to be a part of your new living arrangement and your apartment and everything, but you want to also kind of lay down the expectations of, hey, there's real things called money and bills that we need to make sure that we figure out before we enter into this agreement. So.
But also, I think it's a good thing to try to point out to her that that's not she needs to break this habit, because just lying about everything throughout your life is not going to bode well in the professional world and in relationships and all the things.
Well, it's gross, first off. And
yeah.
What's funny is I'm not a super mature person. I mean, and I get that. But this is even a little crazy for me. And that's the thing. I was like, is this just somebody who's like, oh, she exaggerates, or do we have a pathological liar on our hands?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And
well.
Ew, gross, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like what Kelly said, and maybe even just using, some of the examples that she said, I get someone who is that deep in their own lies, is it's going to be hard to call her on them and say, hey, look, we understand you were not in Japan. We get it. You know, she may double down and say, well, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Because, you know what I mean? Having that conversation with her is an important first step. But
and how do you start it?
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for. If anybody's got some suggestions with dealing with like pathological liars, like what Renee is dealing with right now, then let us know what your story is and how you dealt with them, because I feel like that would probably help you, Renee, yeah?
Oh, it would help me tremendously because, yeah. You know, I don't want to live with this, you know, I don't want to live with this, period.
Right.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, and we need to, this is an unhealthy habit she's gotten herself into. She needs to stop. It's going to only, I think, cause her problems and issues down the road and probably for you guys too.
All right. Well, hang in there.
Right.
Hang in there, Renee. I know roommates can be a very fun, but also a very challenging thing as, you know, you're going through your living situation, but I will try to help you out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I love you so much. I can't even tell you.
We love you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So we've got Sarah on Facebook saying, just tell her the truth, that you know that some of the stories are not true. Tell her that you and others are still around because of her other great qualities. Let her know that she no longer needs to lie because she's safe with you. Hopefully she's going to stop lying and start living. Afterwards, ask her if she's going to be able to afford living together and paying for things.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about dealing with a liar. Liar!
Okay, well, listen, that's really harsh when you say it like that.
Well, she's not listening.
We're
it's fine.
We're trying to be gentle.
Yeah, sure. It's 997DJX. So we just spoke with Renee, not a real name, about a potential roommate who just kind of lies about everything. Big things, small things, things that are that really she shouldn't need to lie about. And is wondering, hey, how do I kind of address this before we become roommates together?
Yeah, she's just afraid that, you know, they're going to get in a situation where this roommate's like not paying for stuff and not holding up her end of the bargain. Heather said, in Ashley's defense, a dentist is a doctor, just specialized in dentistry. Mel Robbins admits in one of her books she became a habitual liar in college, learned the behavior had more to do with her past, and therapy will help.
Mm-hmm.
But I was married to someone like her and lied about everything, including he was still married to his first wife. It was traumatizing when I finally found out all the lies. Until she realizes she needs professional help, she won't change.
Yeah, I was sitting there listening to Renee say that, and I'm like, my dad's a dentist. He is a DDS, which is a doctor of dental surgery.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's called. So anyways, all right. Hey, Tamara, have you experienced something like this?
Oh, my God, yes. Back when I was about this girl's age, there was a guy in our friend group who did the same thing. He lied about all kinds of bizarre things. He said he was in the Coast Guard when he wasn't. He said he was injured in a war. His brother would tell him, no, he wasn't anywhere near there. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just escalated. And at a certain point, I was in a tight spot for a roommate. And I had this guy as a roommate, totally platonic. And he told me he had a job, and he almost got me evicted because I was giving my half of the rent to him because he went to work later than me. And so I thought he was taking the rent over to the office all these months, and found out like 4 months later when I got a notice on the door about to be evicted.
Now he wasn't.
He had not been taking the rent. No.
That's crazy.
He didn't have a job. He had not been working. All of these things. She needs to run far away from this girl, because if she's doing that now, this is when this guy started doing it when he was the same age, and he's in his early 50s now, and as far as I know, still doing that. Get away from that girl.
All right.
Wow.
So from personal experience, you're like, hey, you
just
avoid this drama right now.
Yeah, because it started with little weird stuff, things that he hadn't done. Saying he's been places that he hadn't been. This is before Instagram and Facebook and all the things. So, yikes.
Wow. Well,
yikes.
Tamara, thank you for telling us your story. I think that probably helps.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck indeed.
Yeah, Liz says, OMG, I work with someone who lies about everything. Husbands, owning houses, even her title to strangers at work. I make sly comments daily, call her out. She stares, giggles, and tells another lie. It's almost entertainment now. Even her boyfriend's daughter's asking questions to coworkers she knows because she doesn't believe her. Oh, the tangled webs we weave.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Okay. Again, I don't think we come at her with that, but I do think that
you could just play the movie Princess Bride, and when it gets to that part, just turn it up really loud.
Wow. See, no, I know. She's trying to do the right thing. Renee's trying to do the right thing in trying to point out to, and maybe her friend Ashley doesn't know how much she's doing it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe professional help is the key.
I mean, they're in college. That's probably, you know, maybe there is some counseling programs available to them through their university that they could, you know, that she could recommend or things like that. But, you know, if they're choosing their living situations here in the next, you know, few weeks,
yeah,
you know, that may be a pretty quick turnaround to try to get that sort of help. Justin says, hey, treat it like an interrogation. So when she tells a story, just ask her to repeat details back to you, ask
and
probing
catch
questions.
Her in her lies.
Yeah. Yeah. That sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, I think you've got to address it. And so, and I know it can be uncomfortable, but guess what? Life, sometimes you got to deal with uncomfortable situations.
Yeah. And especially with the lies that you know are lies, with, you know, the Taylor Swift trip to Japan and all the things that, I think you've got a valid concern to bring up to her. Is like, hey, I noticed that you say some things that are not true and you're posting things, and I'm kind of concerned about, you know, that you haven't been showing a tendency to tell the truth.
And a lot of people are also just saying, hey, just don't have her as a roommate. And that, while that may be, you know, great in theory, maybe you're relying on that third, you know, cut of the rent to live together. And so
you don't have time to find someone else that could replace her.
Right. Right. So, I mean, I think there's been some great suggestions here. I mean, the hard truth, and a lot of people, and even Tamara, who we just spoke with, pointed out, you know, don't rent with her. Because,
well, yes, don't give her the money. Yeah. Make sure that someone who's trustworthy and responsible is handling the rent, and make sure it gets turned in on time, mailed in, whatever.
Okay. Well, anyways, good luck. We appreciate you coming to us. Hopefully we gave you a couple like avenues to go down.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation, but it has to happen.
Yep. All right. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.